Well, we're going to go back to our first story in dealing with the United States and rights issues, of course, with the UN Human Rights Council review session in Geneva. Crossing over to LA, joining former U.S. congressional staffer, Mr. Rodney Martin. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, first of all, the significance of this council, and now that Washington is admitting that it needs, perhaps needs some help with its rights record.
Well, the United States has needed help in the area of human rights for upwards of 100 years. The United States has used torture as an institutional method for over 100 years. But the United States has conceded now that it has used torture because it can no longer deny it. It just looks foolish for it to deny that it has used torture. The United States has become a world pariah and a gross violator of human rights on the world stage, and it has the resources to go around the world and literally kidnap people and violate the sovereignty of other nation states and to cart people off to either the United States or to secret prisons or to Guantanamo and to engage in torture or even murder. And not only does the United States do this to foreign nationals, but it does it to its own citizens in various federal and state prisons in the United States.
Mr. Martin, with this UN body, is it possible that they can actually exert some pressure on the United States to perhaps cause a change in its practices?
I'm not optimistic at all, because the United States has a veto in the United Nations, and you know, the United States and its other bully in the United Nations, its client state Israel, gets away with murder and ethnic cleansing and torture and genocide. So the United Nations has documented the violations, but I'm not convinced the United Nations will be able to modify the United States behavior. Only the American people can modify the United States behavior, and I'm just not seeing the outrage that needs to take place to modify the Americans' policy.
Thank you so much for being with us out of LA. Former U.S. congressional staffer, Mr. Rodney Martin.